Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, back again with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some unattainable ideal? Like every aspect of your life needs to be perfect, from your work to your relationships to, let's be real, that Instagram feed. Well, buckle up, because today, we're diving deep into the often uncomfortable, but ultimately liberating world of embracing imperfection. Because here's the truth. Perfectionism is a sneaky little saboteur. It whispers lies in your ear, telling you that anything less than flawless is a failure. It keeps you stuck in a cycle of striving, never quite reaching that elusive perfect state and feeling utterly inadequate along the way. You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over a presentation, obsessing over every detail, only to realize it's still not good enough. Or when you avoid taking risks because you're terrified of messing up. Perfectionism can be a real drag on your happiness and success. So how do we break free from its grip? Let me lay down 5 key takeaways that are going to help you ditch the pressure, embrace the messy reality of life, and finally start living with a little more ease. 1. Recognize the illusion. First things first, understand that perfection is an illusion. It's not a tangible thing, it's an idea, a concept that doesn't actually exist in the real world. Even the most seemingly perfect things have flaws. Think about your favorite celebrity or athlete. They're human too. Recognizing this can be a game changer because it takes away the impossible pressure to achieve something that's simply not attainable. 2. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of fixating on reaching some arbitrary ideal, shift your focus to making progress. Celebrate the small wins of acknowledge your efforts and learn from your mistakes. It's about constantly striving to be better, not being perfect. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You're not going to reach the summit in a day. But every step forward, every obstacle overcome, is a victory worth celebrating. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and that means you're allowed to be imperfect. 4. Redefine success. What does success truly mean to you? Is it about achieving external validation or living in alignment with your values? Reframing your definition of success can help you let go of the pressure to meet unrealistic expectations. Maybe success is about showing up authentically, building meaningful relationships, and making a positive impact on the world. 5. Celebrate your unique strengths. You have unique talents, skills, and perspectives that make you who you are. Focus on developing those strengths and celebrating what makes you special. Don't compare yourself to others or try to be someone you're not. The world needs your unique gifts. Let me tell you a story about this real-world struggle with perfectionism. I once knew this brilliant musician, Sarah, who was absolutely terrified to perform in front of an audience. She practiced relentlessly, striving for flawlessness in every note, but the thought of being judged made her anxious and paralyzed. She felt like she needed to be perfect to be worthy of appreciation. But here's the thing, Sarah was so consumed by achieving perfection that she missed out on the joy of playing music and sharing her talent with others. Eventually, she learned to embrace imperfection, to focus on expressing herself authentically, and to celebrate the imperfections as part of what made her music unique. She started performing more often, her confidence grew, and she realized that it wasn't about being perfect, it was about connecting with people through her music. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you ditch perfectionism and embrace the beauty of imperfection. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the ups and downs, learn from your mistakes, celebrate your wins, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. You're perfectly imperfect, just as you are. Now I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently this week to embrace imperfection? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend who could use a little dose of stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep striving for progress, not perfection.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.